I have to be honest with you, that's the only track on the demo CD that I've heard, because some of the others are amazingly long. There's one track that's about 28 minutes long or something like that, but I will hear more from them. Suvaris, and we can't help, but we can agree. Now, the dates for next week are these, as we understand them. Tuesday, September the 4th. And you'll know us by the trailer, Dead. Wednesday, Stephen Malkmus, and on Thursday, I'm not absolutely certain yet, because it could be one on, it could be one ensemble, or it could be one solo artiste. I can say no more than that. But as soon as we know, you'll know. And an email here from Miles Smith, and he says, for a change, I'm listening to the show through a fine pair of headphones, so I trust tonight's programme will feature tracks of an exceptional width. It has been pretty wide so far, I think. Will the jarring Tourette's-driven yammerings of the early stretch heads be ping-ponging between my ears tonight? I'm afraid not, Miles. That's the short answer to that. But if I'd remembered to bring one of their records in, then I certainly would play it for you at this very moment. And another email here, this is from Matt. It says, Matt at Superglider, actually, it says, I just saw Cat Power at the Reading Festival this weekend. You saw Cat Power last night and everybody talked all the way through her set, you said. Yeah. Where was that?
At the garage.
Oh, the garage in London. You get an awful lot of that, don't you? People go along, you think they pay good money to go and stand there, and then they just talk all the way through the set. I suppose they feel that paying the money entitles them to do that. Perhaps it does, I don't know.
Well, they clap at the end of the songs.
They clap at the end of the songs, and then as soon as the next song starts, they start talking again, very peculiar. A recent phenomenon, actually. It's not always been so. Anyway, to get back to Matt at Superglider's email, it says, the set was as magnificent as last week's Peel session hinted it might be. Bright Eyes and Mouse on Mars were also particularly good. Any chance of a song by either of these tonight? Matt, I'm afraid in the long-established tradition of the programme, the answer to that has to be no. But he says, I have a Reading web diary going up at www.superglider.com this Thursday for anyone who would like to read a fan's view. Take care, Matt. Well, we'll try and remember to have a look at that when the time comes. And what have I got for you now? This is Aulus Mobile.
What?
Alistair Bailey from Jimmy's Production Records and the LP Fiesta d'Or. Indeed, that's the title track from it. Hugh from Leeds says, I went to see Clute. I mean, I am Clute at the Leeds Festival on Saturday instead of Green Day, having heard them on the programme a couple of weeks ago. I'm very glad I did, as they were brilliant. Other highlights for me were Low Gold and Queens of the Stone Age. And the pig and I, instead of going to any festivals, went to Portman Road to see Ipswich lose, most disappointingly, to... who was it? They lost to... Come on, Anita, you know all about football. Charlton, of course it was. And a bad afternoon. They shouldn't have lost, really shouldn't have lost. This is Leanne Hall, and from an LP on Beat Bedsit Records. We'll try and give you some information about the label after I've played you the track. The LP is called Trouble, and this is Running Out. Rather taken aback here, actually, because we've just discovered that the house band for the record label is Anal Beard, whose records I think I have on a couple of occasions played on the programme, but probably not enough. Probably too much, actually, somebody might argue. That's Leanne Hall on Beat Bedsit Records, and you have to go to www.bedsit.freeserve.co.uk. /BBW to find out more about this LP. Sorry, that's me banging the microphone. It's because of the dark in here, because we can't really see what we're doing. We're fumbling in the dark. We have found an emergency light, which is not supposed to be used, except in emergencies, but because we can't see without it, we reckon that that is probably an emergency. That was Leanne Hall from the LP Trouble, and the song is called Running Out. And shall I give that website thing again? www.bedsit.freeserve.co.uk/BBW, and while you're at it, you can also discover all you could want to know and probably a great deal more about Anal Beard. Right, this is, well, not Mum, obviously, but Moom. It has started, but it's, there it goes. Thank you. That's on More Music Records from Berlin, and comes from an LP called Please Smile, My Noise Bleed, and On the Old Mountain Radio is the title of the track, and it's by Mum, but it's got an accent over the U, so it's pronounced Moom, in the same way the pulp is pronounced Poolp. these are the Delgators, I was going to read an email here from somebody who wanted something by... Oh, here we go. Nigel Foster in West Didsbury is saying, my birthday is this Thursday, and I believe it's yours as well. It is, as a matter of fact, Nigel, but I like to keep quiet about it. And any chance of a good early White Stripes track or blues that may have influenced them? And he goes on to go on a bit about the White Stripes. But this is a tune that's on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, which is the same label, if nothing else. And the Delgators are from the LP Pound Down, Car Troubles. Well, what a jolly noise they make, to be sure. From Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, the Delgators, and Car Trouble from the LP Pound Down. This is Yami Bolo. Mm-hmm.
people crowd. Every time him chant, Jericho won't come down. So long in a Babylon, the children them around. Brutalization, some a bad and some a moan. I'm away from the wicked man and leave them alone. I listen as he calling all him children home. I judge and fire the town. I listen as the person sits up on the fire town. Lord, the fire town. I listen as the person sits up on the fire town. Lord, I judge and fire town.
Almost missed the end of that, actually, because the device that backtimes the records for you and tells you when they're about to end isn't working. That's Yamibolo on Roots Foundation Records. Jar Fire Throne is the title of it, but the computer is, and you've discovered a website for Yamibolo, which tells you, amongst other things, that he's had, what, 12 LPs released? We haven't got a single one of them. That's, I mean, that's my fault, obviously. I should have bought them. We've got loads. But, you know, the singles have been fantastic. Who knows what the LPs have been like? And we've got a great number of the singles and have played most of them. And you say he's got a version of a Madonna song? Which one?
Isla Bonita.
All right, OK, that sounds pretty neat. Well, we don't know whether it sounds neat at all, but potentially it's neat. An email here from Nick Mitchell in Bradford saying, nice to hear Pulp in Session. My girlfriend Janine's upstairs listening in bed while I'm slaving away like a fool on some freelance work. Could you cheer us both up by playing something nice? Well, how about the next one from Pulp? This is another tune, actually, which will occur in a different form on the forthcoming LP. It's called I Love Life. Yeah.
Your bedtime story moan and doubt had sentenced you to life. Don't think twice, it's the only reason I'm alive. I feel alright as long as I don't forget to breathe. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Look at all houses. I love my life, love my life. Hey, now slow down a minute. Take my arms and fill them full of life. Don't think twice. Does it ease the pain of being alive?
got a problem. I lost my keys when I stayed at your place, on the floor of your living room. Well, you made the scene, but it'll never get shown on TV. So tonight, Protector, kiss goodbye to my love life.
As the old song says, the cats are stomping on their heels and toes. That's Pulp in Session. One more from them before the end of the programme. That's called I Love Life. And thanks to Sam Morby and George from Swindon for their various emails. And, of course, everybody else has sent an email in the course of the programme. We read them all, or the bulk of them anyway, but can't read them all out on the radio because otherwise it would just turn into an email programme, which would be nice in its way, but soon it would be nicer to have music, I think, linking the emails. And have we sent George from Swindon his recent the prize he won recently on this programme?
We're not sending it out till Friday.
We're not?
No.
Is that some form of punishment? Or?
No, it's because that's when we're getting them.
Oh, right, OK, fair enough. Because he'll be complaining to us. I know what he's like. This is Areogram. Thank you. Another winner from your Chemical Underground Records, the LP A Story in White by Aria Graham, and that track was called Hatred. And a tune coming up now from this demo CD from Cowcube, and he has put his email address in there, so I suppose that's probably how he sells copies of the records, so I suppose it'd be fair for me to give it to you. And I think you ought to get in touch with him, because I think he's a really clever lad, and he's got a sense of humour too, which is rare in this den. Well, it's not that rare, but I mean, you don't hear much in music, so it's cowcube@hotmail.com, as simple as that, cowcube@hotmail.com, and you'll be able to find out about this demo CD, which is very, very good indeed, I have to say. Here's a tune from it, Grooved for Extra Flavour.
Let's see, let's sing some song that we can do together. I know one.
Now, we'll try it with a hip, hip, hop flavour.
Come on, shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Come on, shake it hard. That's it. Shake it hard.
I like to think that one of these days there'll be a plaque up, one of those blue plaques up on his house in Stowmarket saying Cowcube lived here and giving the dates. That's Grooved for Extra Flavour from his, well, it's an LP, it's a kind of demo LP, cowcube@hotmail.com if you want to know more about that. And an email here from James, 17, from Nottingham, saying hopefully he'll get this in time for tonight's show. I have done, James. I've got a heavy week ahead of me, packing for Sweden and multiple other stresses to do with university mainly. And then he asked me to play something by Armin van Helden, which in the, as I say, in the traditions of this programme, I don't have. I mean, I'd have to carry all of my records with me all of the time, which would be impractical. And it's the kind of thing that... I was thinking about this the other day, you know, this new thing where they're trying to make it impossible to drive cars in and out of towns. So Ken Livingstone, I mean, I admire Ken Livingstone in a lot of ways, but he wants me every week to drag two sacks of mail, CDs, you know, vinyl, 12 inches and demo cassettes and things like this, drag them down to Oxford Circus Tube Station, get on the Central Line, drag them to Liverpool Street, take them to a train, which is almost certainly late if it's there at all, and then travel out to Stowmarket and then make my own way from Stowmarket Station to home. I mean, is that really practical? I have to bring the car into town. I have no choice, and I'm going to be penalised for it and be treated like a rotter. And I don't think that's fair. This is Major Matt Mason, USA. Mr. Softy. Come on, Matt, don't mess about.
Break up your hole, you're falling down around it. Pick up your cup, I'll fill it up with coffee. A hiccup, my stomach's full of Mr. Softy. Now wake up and get this big guy off me. And every time I get somewhere, press them on my hiney. Pick up a drum and take that bone and pound it. Make up a lie and someone you found dead. And every time I get somewhere, I leave something behind. And every time I say I don't mind, I mind. Every time I say I don't mind. And every time I find something, down. Every time I say I don't mind, every time I get to fourth down.
I like that line about fourth down, I must say. That's Matt Mason, who seems to prefer to be known as Major Matt Mason USA on Shoeshine Records. The LP is called Me, 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 and that was Mr. Softy. And I said, actually, have I run out of emails? Neat. Oh, no, here's another one. Hold on, so there's a big pile of them here. This is from Nathan Jones in New York saying, do you have any more on Suvaris? Not sure if that's how you spell it. The track sounded very much like Black Heart Procession. They reminded me of someone. I'm not sure that it's Black Heart Procession, and I'm not sure that you spelt it correctly either. It's S-O-U-V-A-R-I-S, and we'll try and play some more of their stuff, but not the 28-minute track tonight, because there isn't time, actually, because obviously Marianne Hobbs comes up after the Midnight News, and it says here, tonight's rock show is at the Kerrang Awards. Join Marianne from midnight to check out what went on. There you go. And tomorrow this programme has Lift to Experience live from our Maida Vale studios in front of an invited audience, as it were. And then on Thursday night it's a repeat of a classic session from Culture and other bits and pieces, the sort of culture-related stuff. And Nathan Jones goes on to say, just seeing that you have Lift to Experience in session on Wednesday night, and as I just hinted, Nathan, they're going to be playing live in the studio. Obviously, you won't get the full benefit of that in New York, but you will be able to listen to it, as will all Radio 1 listeners. Right, that's the commercial moment over with. I think, actually, that's another thing, you know, at the football match on Saturday. I mean, you know, I love going to football, I really do. But at Portman Road, we've always been lucky in the sense that where we sit, the speakers didn't work terribly well. The PA system was awful. So you've got a kind of going like this in the background, but you actually couldn't really understand what was being said, and it wasn't very loud. They've now got it very loud, and you can hear every damn word. And every word seems to be telling you who sponsored the, you know, the corner flags and the halfway line and the net and all this kind of stuff. And you get that three or four times during the match, at least three times at the weekend. And I don't want it, really. You know, I don't want to know all of that. So I don't care who sponsors all the match ball and things. I mean, I know they have to do it in order to get the money, but come on, give us a break. This is The Dragon on Poison Records, The Streets.
Responsibility that you have to do. With the drums, you have the capacity to create a mood for any amount of people. It doesn't matter if you're playing in a club, if you're playing in a hall, if you're playing in the streets. We'll be right back. something special about the drums that enables you to set up a foundation, a rhythmic foundation for other people to play on. It's a responsibility that you have to do. With the drums, you have the capacity to create a mood for any amount of people. It doesn't matter if you're playing in a club, if you're playing in a hall, if you're playing in the streets.
This is a gold-coloured 12-inch on Poison Records from The Dragon. It's called The Streets. And this next is a record that arrived in the house over the weekend. It's by Thoria, which sounds like a plant, doesn't it? Oh, the Thoria are lovely for this time of year. But it's a band with an LP coming out on Red Cross Records in September. Oh, no, it's not. It's a limited edition in September. But on Red Cross Records, this is Keep 'Em in the Attic.
Keep 'em in the attic. So
Coming out on September the 24th as a single, that's Thoria, T-H-O-R-I-A, like Gloria, but not. Keep 'em in the Attic is the title of it. And here's tonight's contribution from Charlie Coombs.